Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, yes.
Yes, Lev, you there? The same issue again. We logged into the Amazon account and we put your ISBN number according to the format, right? And the imprint is not matching to the ISBN again.
I don't understand because I have it in front of me. I have this.
Because you are checking it out on Bookwire, I guess, right?
But it
You're
shows
putting
my
that.
book.
Let me
It
explain.
shows my book. It shows the title. It shows author, ISBN number, publication date, publisher, book format, and description.
But the main issue is that Kindle is not accepting that. Amazon is not accepting that, though. So at the end of the day, you have to get a new ISBN, whether you have
Okay,
to get it from your publisher or you can tell
no,
us
no.
easily.
I okay. My publisher. This is the paperback for format. Okay, the publisher is the publisher has this Prime Media eLaunch LLC. That's the publisher. They don't know about anything else. And plus, I read that the ISBN number and will go with this imprint to any, say, type of format. It's once it's all in the database, it should follow this because you can find your ISBN and by either the title of the book or vice versa.
I'm not getting it. Can
You're
you
not
repeat
getting
again?
it, but I read it in this because they say that once you get the ISBN number, ISBN, then and the imprint, then it will go to any other, say, platform, whatever you like, do like a
Yes, but
paperback.
the first platform would be Amazon or Kindle, right? That's what I'm saying. Try to understand it. We are putting that on Amazon official account because, we have to go publish your book through an account. And that I also shared the screenshot with you. If you want to check it out, if you can open your email right now.
No, okay, but okay. Why did you ask me then to find the ISBN or the imprint if you knew that I wouldn't be able to find it because it's a different format. It's not the Amazon whatever Kindle format. You knew that
That's
I
what I'm saying.
had
No,
to.
we don't know that. That's the main reason we
But
attempted that again, right?
but listen, it hasn't been published on Amazon before, so how can I get the ISBN for the Amazon if it hasn't been published there? They have no idea about this. The
Okay,
only
try to
thing it's
understand this.
published
What
on,
I'm saying, I'm saying that the ISBN number and the imprint that you have provided us, right? Both are not matching. All right, I'm not saying it's fake. I'm not
I don't
saying.
understand why then, because it does match whatever they give me when I go to the ISBN office, when I call the office or I go to ISBN database.
Well,
Why it come up
let me
with
tell you. I
this
can give you. I can give you hundreds of ISBN number and imprint, but that won't match at the end of the day, and that's the issue that's occurring here. If you can see this, if you can see your email, right? If you can see the screenshot that I've sent you, you'll get to know this. There
But
is clearly written that.
you've sent it before, so now okay, just explain to me why they provide me with the same ISBN for this book, for the title, and give me the same imprint.
Don't know. It's an
I
issue from
phoned them
your
for the
publisher,
second
right?
time.
It's an issue from your publisher. When you get an ISBN, you also get copyrights. You will also get a barcode and the imprint as well, right?
Yes,
So
yes.
when, for example, if you ask us for the ISBN, we'll give you these four things: the barcode as well, the imprints, and the ISBN number. And all of the things will match together. All right? Now,
Yeah,
if you
but
see the screenshot, let me finish. If you see the screenshot, the title registered to this ISBN does not match your title. All right? Please verify your title and ISBN. That's what Amazon is saying. So you can clearly see that.
okay, yeah, okay. Now listen, my question then is why from the very beginning you didn't tell me that I need to get a new ISBN, a new imprint attached to it? Why should have I gone all the way and waste my time and call this ISBN office and do other things and do my research, which I spent a lot of time?
Well,
I mean, technically, I should have done it if you knew in the beginning that I had to get a new ISBN for this Amazon platform.
That's
why is that?
We didn't knew that, right? Lisa was
You didn't know that, America. But you are professionals. You work in this publishing business. You're telling me.
That's
yeah.
why we don't know, because your publisher did that, right? He just provided you the ISBN, and he just provided you the imprint as well. And they're not matching along. Lisa was addressing you from the very first day, right, about the imprint and ISBN, and she found an error. That's why I'm talking
about it. Yeah, is it a legit ISBN and legit imprint that
ISBN
I have?
Let me tell you, the ISBN looks legit to me, but the imprint is not matching that same ISBN, that particular ISBN number. If you can see the ISBN that we just, you know, input in the account, that ISBN is with the same format. But if you can see the imprint section, the screenshot that I've sent you, there is an error right down to it.
I see. But why is that?
That's what I'm telling you. That imprint is not for this number. So you must ask your publisher, right? Because
they don't have any other. It's an official. It's a registered imprint.
Then it looks like the fake ISBN.
Fake
imprint.
How do you know?
Because if we are a company, that's what I'm saying, if you go for the ISBN, if you ask us for the ISBN, then we are going to give you an imprint. And you, from your own side, you can put that in. You can see that it won't create an issue. Your book will be published. It's almost at the last stage. It's on the final stages, and we just need to publish it. So that's why we are sharing the screenshot, so you can see that as well. That
okay,
we are also
now,
inputting your information that you have provided us, but still, there's...
Yeah. So you're saying this imprint, that ISBN and imprint, it's all like fake, what you're saying?
It's
because
fake, it looks like fake to me.
But it's registered.
How can I...
it's on the official database.
How can you say that? That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, how I'm saying, because I went to the database though too, and I found the ISBN number. Had it been fake, how they would have able to provide me with all this information? They provided. They asked me what is the ISBN number. I gave them the number, and they immediately told me what is the imprint.
First of all, can you do one thing? Can you open your email right now?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I opened it already.
Okay. Now, can you open the screenshot that I've sent you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, can you see, you know, where we are inputting your information? Can you?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. It's been sent before as well. I can see. Yeah.
No, but the imprint that we are putting right now is the new imprint that you provided us, right? So if you can see the title, we are on Kindle directly, right?
Where is the title?
On the top of the screenshot, you can see Kindle Direct.
Just Kindle. No, I mean the title of the book, you mean, or what is the title?
No.
Oh, Bliss
the
of,
website,
yeah, I can see.
The website.
Yes, okay, title. Bliss of Loneliness, yes.
Yes, now, Kindle is obviously, if you know about the Amazon, if you know about Kindle, then this is something we are not doing here, right? This is something we are getting from them. And they are the higher authority over here. So if we are putting the information correct, then your book should be published by now. But it's showing an error. That means the imprint is not matching to the ISBN. And that's what I'm trying to understand you.
Okay, so now if the book is going to be published as paperback format, so it's not going to be published because it's a different because it should be published because it's a different
it
format.
It can't be published.
Huh?
That's what I'm telling you. It can't be published. With this imprint, it can't be published.
Even as a paperback.
Yeah, either you have to get the new imprint from your publisher, or either we do that for you. These are both, you know, these are the options for you. There is no other option. That's why I'm saying, let us know what to do.
But okay. Wait. Listen, if the book already has a new ISBN, so they still can be another imprint, like a new imprint for the same ISBN number?
Let me tell you.
Or it should be a new ISBN.
You're saying if you provide you the new ISBN, then we will...
I provided you with a new ISBN, yes.
Let me know what you're saying. You're saying that if you provide us the new ISBN number, right?
Well, I mean, he did a new... he created a new ISBN number, I mean, let's say a month ago, okay, with a new barcode, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this imprint is what matches this new ISBN number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now let me explain you. It's an error from your publisher, right? If he's providing you the ISBN number, he should also provide you the imprint that is, you know, that should be matched to the ISBN number. All right? Are you getting what I'm saying? Right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
but why, if I'm calling the ISBN office, they give me this imprint number?
I don't know where you are calling. First of all, you have to go to the... Just let me tell you. Do you know where it get registered, the ISBN numbers? Do you know the site? Do you know USPDO?
No, I don't know.
Have you ever heard about USPDO?
No, never.
That's the government website, all right, USPDO, where all the registrations and copyrights are being made, all right? So if you put the ISBN there, you'll get to know it. Otherwise, there is no ISBN office. That's what I'm trying to understand, where you went and, you know, put your ISBN.
Okay,
because
so can you spell me the name of this organization? I need to find the ISBN.
It's USPDO.
Okay, just US P P third letter P
D O, right?
P USPO.
No. Let me tell you.
USPTO.
U as a number.
Yeah.
S as in Shark.
Okay.
T as in Peter.
Yes.
T as in Tornado. And O as in Orange. So.
And then O.
USPTO, all right, United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's the federal agency, and they
trademark office. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and then if I go on this site, I need to look for like the title, but by the title or by the
I don't know. I don't know how you can find that, but I don't know where you called as well. So did you call?
But I can call them and ask them, okay? And if they say no, okay, well, let me try this. I'll try to call them and find out. And then I go back to you.
Sure. How much time do you need for that?
Well, it's already late, so I'll try my best on Monday.
On Monday? Can you do it right now?
Yes.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm not sure if they are still open. Huh?
If you can call them right now and ask them about the ISBN, you can verify that. And get back to me as soon as possible. I'm waiting for you in the office, all right? You can call me back after 5
minutes. Okay, well, I'm trying to contact, just one sec, contact us.
All right. Till that,
okay.
You can call me back, right?
Okay.
All right, talk to you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, talk to you soon.
Yeah, okay.